Welcome to another episode of the Gay Erotica Podcast by Liam Williams. Thanks for joining me for another episode, and thank you to the 5 new patrons that have joined since the last episode on patreon.com/Liam Williams. Welcome to David, James, Philip, Thomas, and Andrew. Thank you for your support on the podcast. Patrons get access to exclusive content, free stories, and at the moment there is a poll up for any level of paid membership asking where you would like my next story to be set. If you'd like to support the podcast and get access to some extras, head to patreon.com/Liam Williams. Today's story is based on a true story of my last trip to Bali and an experience of a massage that I'm still thinking about months later. Everyone knows that when you're in Bali, you get a cheap massage. The streets and the beaches are lined with women sitting outside shops or walking past the bars calling massage in the hopes of enticing a customer to partake in their services. I'd always heard stories about the happy endings that a lot of guys get on those sorts of trips, but in my previous travels, I hadn't had one. I'd had them before, back home, organised through one app or another, and loved the slow build-up to a nice oily handjob. But even without the special treatment, I enjoyed a good rub down anyway, and Bali was the place to do it. My recent trip to Bali was no different. On day one, my friend and I walked a little way up from a hotel to find one of the nicer places. I was looking for somewhere with a room, not just a curtain in a small shop. Somewhere I could feel a little less weird about being naked on a table while getting a rub down. That first massage was great. It was a female masseuse, and while I was open to a happy ending opportunity, it didn't come up in this instance, meaning I didn't get up, but also she didn't bring it up. I guess that's the other side of going to one of the nicer places. In the couple of days that followed, I scoped out some of the other establishments around the resort, hoping to pick up any clues about any extra services. But nothing quite worked out. Only one of them had a male staff member. He was on the younger side and definitely cute, but the shop was small, with 3 massage tables placed very close together and separated by only a thin curtain. Not the kind of place where you could subtly ask for some action or subtly receive it. So my research moved online. That's where I found XXL Men's Spa, a men's spa only a 10-minute scooter ride away. I quickly checked through the services they provided and the pictures of the attractive members of their team. Reading between the lines, as you so often need to do with these places, I managed to confirm that the services were targeted to gay men and included sensual additions. I looked through these offerings, becoming slightly aroused at each of the possibilities. I smiled at their misspelling of therapist, but scrolled through the pictures of the smooth, lean bodies that would be offering their hands for my relaxation. My dick started to swell at the idea of getting their hands on me. The services page was vague, but had the keywords I was looking for. The happy package looked like it was good value and mentioned the word tantric, which was a good sign. The star package included a body scrub, but the platinum package really caught my eye. Body to body, super sensual, body scrub. 130 minutes with a forehand option. Sold. I sent a quick message to the provided number and was informed that they had availability for that afternoon. With my dick already semi-erect in my budgie smugglers, I quickly accepted the suggested time. The only challenge now was to come up with a story as to why I was travelling 10 minutes for a massage when there were 8 places within a 5-minute walk of my hotel room. "I'm off to get the pamper package," I said to the group as they lounged around the pool. "See you at happy hour." I walked off before anyone could ask any questions. I hoped that using pamper instead of massage might imply that I would be gone longer and that it was something that wasn't available from the shop by the resort's entrance. I jumped on the back of a scooter, careful not to sit too pressed against the driver. My dick was already twitching in my shorts at the thought of what was about to take place, and I don't think the driver needed to feel that. 10 minutes later, I slid off the scooter and began the search for the entrance. As advertised on the website, the place was discreet, and it took a couple of passes before I noticed the small sign above the gate. I rang the bell as instructed and was quickly greeted by a cute young man with a warm, welcoming smile. His name tag read Arlen. Any concerns about the pictures on the site not being truthful fell away as he ushered me into the courtyard and I watched his trim body move beneath his clothing. The open space featured a pool and some gym equipment, the latter I assumed was to keep the staff looking as trim and taut as they did online. I followed Arlen to the desk to confirm that I had indeed booked the Platinum Forehand package. He showed me pictures of who would be providing the massage. I was a little bit disappointed that he wouldn't be one of them, but the photos of Essa and Adi were just as appealing. I agreed and paid. "It will be 10 minutes. You can wait here," he said. I glanced around the courtyard. The clear water of the pool was enticing. "May I swim?" I asked. "Of course. Leave your clothes here. It is private and men only, so you can be naked here." Arlen smiled, glancing up and down my body. I smiled in return before disrobing, placing my clothes on the chair in the waiting area. I stood on the deck for a moment, enjoying the touch of the sun on my naked body. My dick responded to the freedom, and I could feel the increase in blood flow already. Arlen handed me a towel, glancing at my dick as he did so, and I walked down to the edge of the pool. The coolness swirled around my body as I dove in, instantly relaxing me. I lazily swam around in the water, my dick growing in anticipation. I gave it a few slow strokes under the water, building my own arousal while I waited for my room and my men to be ready. After some lazy laps and some time floating and soaking in the sun, Arlen gave me a wave and I stepped out of the water, wrapping a towel around myself as I walked back toward the building. He took my clothes and walked ahead of me into a dimly lit room. I looked around at the wooden walls and small windows. The combination created a dark and intimate atmosphere without it coming across as seedy. "Please lay on the table. The guys will be in soon." Arlen placed my clothes on a shelf in the corner. I added my towel to the pile before he left the room. I took a moment to stretch and enjoy the cool air in the room flowing over my naked body before I lay face down on the prepared table. I quickly slid my hand beneath my body, adjusting the position of my dick so that it would have space to grow into as we progressed. Hearing the door open behind me, I placed my arms back beside my body on the table. I lifted my head to glance at the two men who entered. We smiled at each other before each of them began to remove their clothes. Essa was slightly taller, with a few tattoos spread over his lean body. He had a long, soft, cut cock that was shaved smooth. Adi had a little more weight to him, was slightly shorter, but had a friendly smile and a nice, thick, uncut dick that was already starting to grow. "Are you ready?" the taller man asked. "Mm-hmm," I replied, placing my face back down into the space on the table and settling my body. Immediately, I felt four hands run lightly over my body. I felt their fingertips slowly work their way over every part of me, activating the nerve endings all over. I heard the familiar click of the bottle of lotion and the slick sounds of the two men preparing their hands. A long trickle of warm liquid ran down my back. A pair of feet appeared below my face as one masseur stood at the end of the table. The other I heard move up beside me. In sync, they placed their hands on me, each of the men working one side of my back. In unison, they moved their hands along the length of my torso, applying just the right amount of pressure as they moved. My body felt enveloped by their touch as the combination of four hands ran along my sides and my back. "You want it hard?" "Yes, please." As much as I wanted the tantric elements that I knew were coming, I also wanted the release of tension from my muscles. I knew straight away that these men would be able to provide both. The men worked deliberately, applying firm pressure and working to relieve the tension of my body. With each new stroke, they started slightly further down until their hands rubbed over the top of my ass cheeks. I moaned deeply as they moved lower and a shudder of pleasure passed through my body. The men responded to that and moved lower again. I instinctively pressed back against their hands, making it even clearer that they had found one of my favourite spots. They continued to work the length of my body, teasingly sliding over my cheeks before pushing harder against my lower back. I gasped each time they groped my ass and pushed against their hands, not hiding the pleasure they were providing. I felt my dick begin to grow beneath me as they continued to slowly build their movements. I lay against the table, allowing their hands to push me around. With my face down, it was difficult for me to tell which pair of hands belonged to which masseur, but it didn't matter. Each were equally gifted, and together they made for a perfect combination of relaxation and arousal. After a few minutes of work, they removed their hands from my body, providing me a moment of respite from their slow building movements. Another stream of lotion ran along my back, warm and slick, and soon their hands returned, this time one working my shoulders and the other my lower back. They got straight to work in this new position. The man working my shoulders quickly found the points of tension and worked to remove the knots, while the other pair of hands slid along the length of my back, stretching out any kinks as he found them. His hands were strong, pushing hard through my tense muscles. I moaned softly as I felt my body relax fully beneath their slow, deliberate touch. The man standing at the head of the table worked deliberately over my shoulders, plying the muscles beneath his talented and experienced fingers. At the other end of the table, the other man resumed the teasing work on my ass cheeks. He kneaded and spread them with slow, firm strokes, the lotion making his fingers glide effortlessly. I squirmed, a shiver running up my spine as he worked slowly over the mounds. He worked in long movements up the back of my legs and over my cheeks, spreading them apart each time and returning by sliding between them. The pressure built, each pass more deliberate, and I pressed back, my moans growing louder. His hands probed between my legs and I opened them enough for his fingers to reach down and brush against my balls, the new attention on the sensitive part of my body sending a jolt through me. My cock, already half hard beneath me, twitched and swelled, pressing against the table. From behind me, I heard him chuckle softly, his hands moving up to cup my cheeks fully, massaging deeper, his fingers sliding from the sack pressed beneath me to run along my opening, sending another shudder of pleasure over my body. The sensation was electric, and I lifted my hips to meet his touch. As one hand continued to slide over my cheeks and teasingly brush against my hole, the other slid beneath me, taking the newly opened opportunity to slip his oiled fingers around my shaft. I grunted at the touch, my now aching cock finally getting some attention. My body tensed and my head lifted from the hole in the table. That's when I spotted S's long, smooth, cut cock there in front of me, fully hard and hovering near my lips. The sight made my mouth water and I leaned forward, taking him in. He groaned, his lean abs tightening as I swirled my tongue around his tip, tasting the faint saltiness. His hands massaged my neck, guiding me as I sucked, my lips stretching around his shaft. Hardy continued to work my lower half, his fingers now boldly working between my legs, brushing my balls and stroking my cock. The dual sensation, mouth full and hands teasing, had me moaning around Essa, the vibrations making him thrust gently. I felt myself leaking onto the table beneath me, the sensations of four hands working my body, while a long cock filled my mouth was almost overwhelming me. The pair continued to work me in combination, teasing and pleasuring just enough that they'd had me on edge already. As if sensing my build-up, Essa stepped back, removing his cock from my mouth. Artie followed, releasing my dick from his fingers. I gasped and fell against the table, panting as they took the moment to relax. But the break was short-lived. I felt hands slowly slide up the back of my legs again as expert fingers returned to the muscles of my shoulders. I lifted my head and was presented with Artie's friendly smile and a close-up view of his thick, uncut cock, already leaking pre-cum. I eagerly took him in, his girth filling my mouth as I worked my tongue under his foreskin. He groaned, his hands continuing to knead my shoulders as his partner worked my lower half. Essa massaged my ass cheeks now, spreading them wide. His fingers slid between my legs and I opened them in response, lifting off the bed enough that he was able to wrap his hands around my cock. He stroked slowly as I sucked. The rhythm built, my body trembling with the overload of pleasure. They worked expertly in tandem, sliding their hands over the most sensitive parts of my body until I moaned and my body stiffened. Then they released me once more, knowing they had successfully brought me to the edge again. As I flopped against the table, I felt it move. Then I felt a leg resting against mine. Then came the body-on-body massage. The taller man had climbed onto the table, his lean frame pressing against my back, his smooth skin slick with lotion. I continued to work my lips and tongue over Artie's thick cock as I allowed the long torso to slide against me, working me over against the table. I felt the body on top of me shift and then felt his hard cock slide between my cheeks, the exposed head teasing my entrance. I opened my legs slightly, granting him permission. With a gentle push, he entered me, slow and deliberate, the stretch making me gasp around the cock that filled my mouth. He thrust steadily, his hands gripping my hips, while the shorter one held my head, guiding me deeper. The dual penetration was not what I expected from the experience, but I couldn't help but follow along with these expert providers of pleasure. We remained in this position for a while, but the masseurs never gave up their primary job. While pushing his thick dick into my mouth, Artie continued to massage my shoulders and neck, and while probing his cut head into my open hole, Essa maintained the sliding of his body against mine. The room quickly filled with the sounds of our pleasure, the slick of skin on skin, and my increasing moaning. The movement of both men's bodies caused my slicked-up cock to slide against the table, each movement sending a new wave of pleasure through me. Again, I felt the stirring of my impending orgasm start to ripple up my legs. I moaned as my body went stiff, pulling my head back to remove the penetration from my mouth and gasp for air. Once more, the expertise of these men revealed itself as both of them moved back, allowing me to come down from the edge. As the head of the taller man's cock slid from my hole, my body instantly relaxed. As I panted, I worked to bring myself back from the brink. I had been on the cusp of orgasm so many times already, and they hadn't even started to work my cock. "Turn over, please, sir," Artie spoke softly as he ran a hand over my ass cheeks one more time. I slowly turned, my body languid after the combination of intense arousal and systematic relaxation. As I settled on my back, my still hard cock lay flat against my belly. I glanced at it quickly, unsure how much of the slickness was oil and lotion and how much was my pre-cum. Either way, my cock glistened in the dim light and I don't think it had ever been harder in my life. Now that I was laying on my back, I was able to take another long look at the two men who had been working me to peak arousal over the last 30 minutes. Both were now fully erect, and the lines of their smooth bodies led perfectly to their hard dicks. I smiled at them, and they smiled at me before they stepped forward and began working again. The men fell easily back into the expert rhythm of their massage duties. They started with my arms, taking a side each and working from my shoulders down my biceps. Long, slow movements relaxed me again as they applied more oil and slid their hands along my arms. As they worked, my hands brushed over each of their erect dicks. As relaxing as this part of the massage was intended to be, the arousal was still present in the room. I took the opportunity to take each of them in hand and stroke them slowly as they continued to release the tension in another muscle group. Both of their erections twitched in my hand and a gasp escaped each of them as I slowly toyed with their cocks. But as they slid further down my arms, They removed themselves from my fingers, sliding down my forearms until they began to work my hands between their fingers. For this part of the massage, they took their time. I allowed myself to relax more deeply into their touch now, and I could feel myself sliding away from the heightened state of arousal that they had brought me to only minutes ago. I lay back with my eyes closed, focusing on the sensations for a few moments as they alternated between massaging my hands and running their fingers along my arms. After that, they gently placed my arms back onto the table, and I sensed them moving down my body. I opened my eyes and glanced down again, enjoying the view of the two hot men who were working me over. My cock had deflated partly, but still lay plump against my body. They turned and began to slowly run their hands over the lower parts of my leg. This new view was just as attractive as both men presented their toned, smooth asses to me. I reached out and gripped a cheek in each hand, figuring that everything was fair game after they had both had their dicks inside me. I ran my hands over the smooth mounds as they slowly worked their way further up my legs. I gripped each of them, enjoying the firmness beneath my fingers. The shorter man bent over slightly, making a deliberate move to reach my toes. In doing so, his cheeks parted, and I took the opportunity to slowly run my finger over his hole. He shuddered a little as I slid over the pocket opening, which was just as smooth as the rest of his body. I slid my fingers between the cheeks of the taller one, eager to tease him also. He accepted my hint and also leant slightly forward, and now had a finger probing each of them as they slowly wade their way further up my legs. But as they reached my thighs, they slid away from my hands and turned around. By now I was fully erect again, and so were they. In tandem, they began sliding their hands along my thighs, working in the same direction and with the same intent. With each pass, the amount of pressure increased slightly. Each time their hands moved along my legs, they slid between them, grazing my balls as they did so. I could tell that they were working towards the sensual part of the massage again, and my dick quickly responded. The men assumed a new position beside me on the table, enabling me to slip my fingers around their hard cocks again. The next move they made took me by surprise with its intensity. In previous massages, this would be the point where the masseur would slide his fist around my dick and begin the slow stroking that would build me to an intense finish. But these two professionals had one more trick up their sleeves. They repeated the motion of moving their hands along my thighs, but now they went further, sliding along the inside of my balls and then lightly brushing along the side of my rigid cock that lay against my belly. The soft touch sent a shudder through me, and I moaned each time one of them brushed against my erection. I slowly stroked them both as they increased the teasing of my dick with their hands and arms. Occasionally, they would move along my body one at a time, but sometimes they would slide an arm either side of me, squeezing my hard cock and sending another surge of pleasure over me and another release of slick pre-cum. After a few more minutes, these slow movements began to move into torturous territory. My body stiffened with each grazing movement across my dick, and I was leaking steadily over my belly as the two masseurs leaked over my fingers. I grunted softly as my body buzzed with pleasure, and then, as one, they both removed their hands from my body. I sighed and relaxed against the table. But they returned quickly, one of them sliding his hands between my legs and the other sliding his slick fingers around my throbbing dick. "Are you ready to finish, sir?" Heidi asked. "Yes, please." I was almost begging now. Hardy slid one of his hands further between my legs, and I willingly opened them, knowing that he was seeking my hole. He found it quickly and slid his finger over the slick opening. At the same time, he ran his other hand over my full balls. I shuddered as he worked both of those sensitive areas. Essa slipped his fingers around my erection, and my body stiffened instantly at the long-awaited touch. He began stroking with intent. We both knew I was close and ready for the finale of this intense experience. He His other hand joined the first, and the pace of his stroking increased. I moaned in appreciation at the attention of four expert hands working me over. They spurred them further, and they stepped up the movements to another level. Two hands worked the full length of my rigid cock, while a solitary finger expertly probed my sensitive hole, and slick fingers slid their way over my scrotum. The feeling of all of my pleasure spots being worked at once quickly overwhelmed me, and my body stiffened again on the table. This time the men continued to work me closer and closer to my climax. I moaned and shuddered, and with a last intense stroke I felt the orgasm build. My legs shuddered, and a shiver passed over my body. With a deep grunt, I felt my cock pulse and the first shot fire from it, landing on my chest. The men continued their work as I came, stroking and sliding their hands over me as I coated my belly with the rest of my seed. I shook and shuddered over the table as the built-up orgasm surged through me. I moaned with abandon, letting the feelings take over as their hands urged every drop and every moment of pleasure from my body. As the last shudder passed, the two men slowed their movements, allowing me to come down from the intensity of my climax. They stepped back from the table. After a brief pause, they reached for a towel and draped it over my body before leaving the room, allowing me to fully relax. I closed my eyes and laid back, drifting off in post-orgasmic bliss. I was roused as I heard the door open. Looking up, I saw the two men enter the room again, still proudly displaying their lean bodies. "Would you like us to join you for your body scrub in the shower, sir?" Artie asked, running a hand along my leg. I smiled and nodded before sliding my legs off the table and standing. The two men turned and led the way to the bathroom. As I watched the firm muscles of their asses move, my dick began to grow again. These boys really knew what they were doing. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Gay Erotica Podcast. I hope you enjoyed that story. The name of the spa is A Real Spa in Seminyak. If you're heading to Bali, I highly recommend the treatments there. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget you can get the novel Naughty 40 on my website at liamwilliams.com.au. A novella is coming soon.